I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
This is Jay Black, and I'm urging you to join my friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country for their third annual Black Friday sales event this Friday and Saturday, November 24th and 25th. Take advantage of clearance pricing and low financing on top of all current incentives on 16 brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned, with special discounts on remaining 2017s and select pre-owned vehicles. As a bonus, lease or finance any newer certified pre-owned vehicle in their inventory, and Flemington Car and Truck Country will make your first month's payment up to $500. Certain restrictions apply, so please see them for details. Enjoy DJ entertainment and raffles all day Friday, and for the early risers, buy and take delivery of any in-stock vehicle Friday morning 8 a.m. until noon and receive a complimentary iPad mini. The two-day Black Friday sales event at all 8 Flemington Car and Truck Country locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington. Call 1-800-FLEMINGTON or see their inventory at flemington.com. iPad retail value $399. Apple is not a participant or sponsor of this promotion.
Okay, welcome to Speaking Millennial. I am Bill Spadia. Follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia and Instagram at Bill Spadia. Also, my two co-hosts are here. Jay Black, can't find him on social media. That's just something we're working on. And Jessica Nutt at Chasing Jess Nutt. All right, so here's the question. This is the first ever Facebook live stream.
How do you
with Speaking Millennial?
If you had, I don't have a mirror, but how does this work?
Oh, just crashed.
These pictures. Your phone is blocked.
Is it my phone?
Look, your camera is blocked anyway. Like, that's just.
You can still see it though.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
I don't know how it works.
Do you see this?
Yeah. Well, I guess
so. All right, Jessica, would you tweet out that we have failed to live stream this?
Yes.
And then I will retweet that, and we'll see if we get questions that way.
Yeah. It's a mess.
Here's the thing. This is why I have no faith in technology. And yet I put all my faith in it, but I'm frustrated because there's no logical reason. Look at this. I have a full live stream. It is showing four bars.
Yeah.
Four bars. I don't get it.
So here's what it is. What we need. We need a mother to go to Silicon Valley. And say to Silicon Valley, you're not allowed to get any new toys until you fix the toys you already have. Because Facebook is adding, you know, listen, I know that they have a lot of Russian bots that they need to make happy. But there's a lot of people that use Facebook, a lot of people that use Snap, a lot of people that use Instagram. They have all these features. And I would say 80% of them work. 20% of them just
don't
make you want to take your phone and throw it across the street at somebody.
Look at this. I'm frozen now looking at the microphone. And it's this blurry, weird picture.
That's actually the best picture you can
and
get
you have
of
like
me.
Five bars.
And I have the full. Yeah,
It keeps crashing.
Doesn't make sense. So I've updated.
Right, and you have an iPhone. It's not like this is an Android phone where it could be anything.
Jessica, what
from,
do you have? Do you have a second phone?
What do you mean?
She has a burner phone, so she can cheat on her boyfriend.
Do you have a burner phone?
Yeah.
Throw the side deal she's got going on.
She's running a drug dealing operation.
So
yes, I have an iPhone. Not to brag.
You do have an iPhone. Nice. Well, you just said Verizon. You're on Verizon?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then maybe you should try
Live streaming. Have more followers.
Yeah, but I don't.
Yeah, but if I share it, even though my phone may crash, Facebook will still have it shared, correct?
Do you notice that people talk about technology the same way ancient people talked about the gods? It honestly feels
I'm going to see if Nicole's here. I actually just have to blow my nose because
All right, so Jessica is excusing herself for a moment. But let's do it on yours, and then I will share it. I'm going to wait for you.
Jessica,
I don't want to screw this up. I'm going to wait. So Jessica's going to blow her nose.
Jessica and Bill's conversation just there, the two of you talking about that, it sounded like the conversation that they must have had on the island before they settled on throwing the virgin in the volcano. Where they're sitting there going like, well, wait a second. Last time, remember Benny burned his hand? And there wasn't any hurricanes for like a month.
Wait, so what were we just talking about? I literally, the whole thing is a blur because I'm still pissed because I'm looking at my frozen screen on my phone.
Wait, you were saying, well, maybe because you have Verizon, you have more bars, we'll use your phone.
She has more bars.
And then I'll share with everybody.
But don't you think that made sense?
It kind of made sense, but here's the thing. Jay, none of us know.
Here's the thing. There's a weird thing about to happen. So you got the dog, Gigi's right there. Now these doors are very heavy.
Yes.
I'm looking, I see Nicole running back and forth. I don't think she realizes she was late.
Yeah.
So now she's gotta be the next episode.
Well, here's the thing. We're like 5 minutes into this episode and it doesn't feel like the technology is actually working. Should we just bring Nicole in and make this the episode?
Maybe we should. Yeah, should
we
do that?
I think
we should.
The
question hi, Nicole. How are you? Nicole, you're a little late. It's fine. It's 5:30. It's cool. No, you're a millennial. Millennials don't understand time. Why is that, Jay?
They're polychromatic, Bill.
So is that... Someone is barking. Is that a millennial or is that a dog?
That's actually DMX. DMX is here. A lot of people don't know that.
So here's the thing, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Here's the thing, Nicole, that I tried to live stream this. It's frozen.
Didn't work.
We thought maybe you could help us.
Did not work.
Yeah. So it's right here. So now we've decided we're going to let... Was that Gigi?
Yeah.
All right. So Gigi's fighting someone out there. So you've missed a lot. Beer has been spilled. Live... Wow, that's really nasty.
Wow.
So Nicole just pulled a piece of gum out of her mouth with a hair. Now, I'm assuming that's your hair.
Now, Nicole's mic is on, so she can...
I hope it's my hair. Yeah.
Here's the question. Wait, Hold on.
Hair, Jesus.
How do you know? How do you know? Someone's hair could have been flying around. You don't know.
I took the piece of gum out of the pack, put it in my mouth. It was no hair.
All right, go ahead. That's fine.
Here's the thing about hair.
Wait. Now, let me just... A little advice.
You have so much gum.
Oh, I do. Thank you, because of the care package. Hold on.
All right. Here's the thing about hair. Hair is the most interestingly weird thing. Like, if hair on your head that's wet, no problem. Hair that's in a drain that's wet, grossest thing that could possibly... It could be... Even if you saw it come off your head and somebody wet it and then said, here, touch this, you go, no, that is a massive disgusting that no
hair
human should have to...
No, we're saying when it's wet, though. Almost.
Yeah, when it's wet. Like,
no,
wet
all
hair
the time it's gross.
No. I can touch it right now. It's great and soft. Thank you. Hairless gum.
By the way, that's the most backhanded compliment that you could possibly give the gum. It's like, hey, you want some of this gum?
That was hairless gum.
Doesn't have any hair.
Nicole, would you like some beer?
Mike's.
Okay. Instead of saying like, you know, ask us questions. Do we have any questions or any prompts?
I listen.
We have no real plan, to be quite honest. Wait, are we on Twitter with that, or are you Facebook
Live? I'm Facebook Living.
So can I share it?
I'm about to post now, but should we ask a question, or is it just going to be like?
I think we should have them ask us questions.
Ask us questions. Okay.
Now our millennial to old guy ratio is now even.
Yes.
So
I consider myself a tweener, Bill, because
you are. Nicole will tell you I am an honorary millennial.
Yeah, because
I have an award. Is that my phone?
This is happening right now.
Is it working?
It's live. It's not frozen.
Oh, Jessica, what do you think?
It ended.
I don't understand. Is this?
It ended.
I think that was from earlier today.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
that was the fourth try. So that didn't work. Anyway.
What's your son's name?
Okay.
Also, is that your wedding ring?
So I apologized.
No, this is the one she got me because use them constantly.
Share my video.
Hey guys, I'm going to share the video. We now have the live stream working because apparently Jessica has Verizon.
I've had several wedding rings that I've lost.
Must be better than AT&T. Mine is horrible. I don't know why.
Like a real gold one. I lost it. I don't wear jewelry, so she
and we are 7 minutes in on the podcast. Okay. And we have Nicole here as well. Say hello,
so
Nicole.
So I'm liking and sharing. Now, here's the question. Here's a millennial question. I have shared Jessica's live stream.
Gigi's here freaking out.
Do I need to have my phone on to... No, it doesn't matter. It's on my Facebook now.
Yes.
All right. So
did you share?
Yes, I did. So follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia.
And it's gonna go. You can close your.
Bill, may I make?
I can close my phone.
May I make a suggestion?
Yes, Jay. You look like you're. It looks like you're about to say something incredibly sarcastic and negative.
I feel like we should probably reboot the last 7 minutes and just do a standard podcast from here.
Why? What did you guys talk about while we weren't here?
What are you talking about? No, I think it all made sense.
You think it made sense?
Yeah,
all
I think
right,
it
well
made
then,
sense.
Let's go then. I'm good with it.
I think it made sense. Well, there's no editing. We go live to tape.
I will try
Nicole.
To edit.
For real?
We do, yeah.
Yeah.
You can curse. Actually, we try to go. Oh.
Why don't this is not?
I already know the name for this. Pandemonium.
Who's are these?
They're your headphones. Yeah. which you don't really need.
The mic's is.
Oh, no.
New Jersey 101.5.
That mic is not plugged in. So Nicole doesn't actually have a mic.
What?
She's not turned on?
But we can plug it
in. As it came out.
Nicole.
You know, we should really edit Jay. We should edit Jay.
Guests have to plug in their own microphones, okay?
Nicole, you have to plug it into whatever.
Did you think we were going to do it for you?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
Can you just take care of that, please?
I'll be honest with you. This
You're the editor.
This is not the first time I've had trouble turning a woman on, Bill.
So Nicole is a return guest. Actually, Nicole is our first return guest.
Yay!
First one we've ever had.
Return on investment.
So we appreciate you coming back, Nicole. We had a whole plan, and then beer spilled, the dog got out, the Facebook Live shut down. I don't know.
You want to talk about a modern country song? I spilled my beer, dog got out, Facebook Live went down. You know,
I feel like Nicole's mic should be on, though.
All right. Is it Wait, on? It is.
So why don't you put...
Is it fancy?
Here's what I think. I think that should be stable.
Fancy. Real professional. Let's do a mic check on Nicole.
All right.
Mic checking. This is really good gum. Better than the first one.
Isn't that great gum?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jessica.
Should I get Gigi off the table?
Here's the challenge. Gigi now has a taste for the beer.
Yeah.
So, she wants beer.
All right, so Gigi, I'm sorry.
Give her what she wants. All right,
my son has a taste for blood, Bill. I know exactly the
dog
problem.
Is now very excited about the beer because there was spilled beer on the ground.
You know what? It would make a lot of sense.
I was a bit worried about her getting out of the room, but I think we're good now.
I mean, wait, I'm going to tell you.
Not like the college.
No, it's Kane is the college.
I didn't know how to say the college, actually. I thought the college might have been Kane.
It might be.
Gigi's good.
Is it Kane? Oh.
I think it's Kane.
Maybe I don't know how to pronounce my son's name.
It's Kane, but Kane is the boy.
Yeah, but your son is spelled K-E-E-N-E.
No, K-E-A-N-E. Keen.
No, it's not.
Like the college? Just like the college,
I think you should change that because it's hard to pronounce.
No, I like it because it's...
All right, so we have Monica.
Oh, hey, Monica.
Hey, Monica.
So, Monica, we'd love your... What's that?
Did you share it?
Yeah.
I did share
Bill
it.
Bill shared it.
All right.
Yeah.
They're Bill's friends.
So can you see it?
Yeah.
Right? You don't...
All right, I have a question because Monica just reminded me of monocles.
Monica Brinson. I'm going to tell you about Monica. Monica ran for governor.
Like for real ran for governor?
For real ran for governor as a Democrat and then switched to support Kim. She thought it was time for somebody else.
Huh.
Yeah.
So wait, she was running as a Democrat, saw Kim and was like, you know what? Screw me running.
Monica says, Bill, you need to run for governor.
Thank you, Monica.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, at this point, I would just like to get through this podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Because this was a tough one.
And this is hard. Yeah.
Yeah. This is. I'm going to name this
even
one
talking point because.
Yeah, I'm going to name this one Bedlam.
Wait, Bill.
Well, now that Bedlam. We hold on, watch what I'm about to do. So you guys talk amongst yourselves.
Oh wait, hang on. Don't Louis C.K. it.
Oh, God.
You know he admitted it.
Just today, But he said he never shows a woman his you know what without
asking permission.
Asking permission first, but he feels like they said yes under the pretense of him them admiring him.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's
like half not really all the way rape. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm a woman, and
I think it's this thing of
what are you saying?
Isn't that half almost not really rape?
When he asked permission first.
He asked permission, they said yes, but he said he felt bad because they probably said yes because they admired him.
Right.
That's not his fault.
It's sort of like when your boss goes, you know, hey, do you like sushi? And you don't like sushi? So you go like, oh, but of course I do. And he's like, oh, well, here's a big sushi spread. And you're like, oh.
Of course. Well,
great.
Yeah.
I'll eat it. So like you feel
let me say this, though. So Nicole, you're thinking what?
Or whatever. No, so Louis C.K.'s statement, he came out and said, I never show a woman my you-know-what without asking permission. Mm-hmm. And I did ask permission. They said yes, but he feels like they said yes under the pretense of feeling like they admired him.
Like he's like higher up on the chain.
So he feel like he used his, the fact that they admire him, he felt like he was feeling guilty.
Well, because he's a weirdo.
Was he guilty until somebody called him out and said, hey,
like,
weirdo?
Was he feeling guilty the whole time? Or
I don't think so.
Is he just feeling guilty now? Or did they really just say yes to it?
I think he was not feeling guilty really a lot, and then felt really guilty. I think that's probably
like
the path.
A curve that you go through, like a bell curve.
Now, I feel like now every man feels guilty about something because they're like, wait, did I ever?
We're all waiting.
So we had this conversation.
Yeah, there's always a woman.
We had this conversation on Chasing today, and I'm like, so nothing is okay.
It's getting to the point where it's like, wait.
So I complimented one of our guests.
Oh, yeah.
I said, hey, you look great today.
You know what?
And then it hit me. I'm like, oh, no. Am I allowed to say that? Can I say that?
I bet you.
And she's like, yes, thank you. She's done her hair or whatever the heck. You know, she looked great. And I said that. Obviously, like, I don't know. I just said that.
You know what, though, Bill? I bet you
It wasn't inappropriate. It wasn't creepy. It wasn't weird. It was just what you would say, like, oh, you look nice today.
I bet you Louis C.K. was thinking he was just complimenting them, too. He's probably just like, hey, what better way
Jay, you're in a dark place. Jay, you are in a dark place.
What better way to say you look good today?
Jessica, could you click that pen?
Is there any better way to say nice top?
Oh, you know, it's one of my things.
I thought you were going to ask me to turn his microphone down.
Yeah. That's coming next. That's coming next. Next.
Okay, Nicole and Jessica, let me. There was a famous Saturday Night Live sketch where it was like Bobby Moynihan, or maybe it was Horatio Sanz and Tom Brady.
Oh, Horatio Sanz is hilarious. Yeah,
where they did like the do's and don'ts of The Office.
I don't see any questions on Facebook right now.
So there's the do's and don'ts of The Office, and Horatio Sanz is like, nice top. And it's like, don't. And then Tom Brady comes out and goes like, hey, your boobs look fantastic today. And it's like, do. Basically saying if Tom Brady says it, it's A-OK.
Even though it's
right And at the end of it, like, you know, Horatio Sanz says, you know, hey, would you like to go out with me? And he's taken out in cuffs. And Tom Brady comes over and like grabs her boobs while his pants are off. And she's like, oh, you.
That's very accurate, though. But, that really.
But so, okay. This
like,
is.
People. But it, I think it's a whole different conversation.
Case on this phone. You're making me extremely nervous.
Oh, no.
There's no what?
There's no case on the phone.
No, don't worry.
Would you say that Bill is harassing your phone?
Fondling it inappropriately?
Yeah. Don't agree to that. Don't just agree.
Hey, maybe that's the solution. We should put women in iPhone cases so that they can't literally be touched.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, listen.
No, I think it's very different in the regular world between us people who are normal and between, like, multi-million billionaires who do have a certain power because of their money or because of their direct status or whatever.
No, wait, hold on. We're having two separate conversations here.
So here's the thing. On metal.
So you think it's going to slide out?
Yes.
All right, let's.
I think it.
And it's going to shatter.
No.
And I don't have no money.
iPhones are shatterproof, aren't they not? Are they shatterproof?
Yeah.
That's why they sell you like a $30 case.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. The thing is, the legs are not. Anyway, that's pointing at a blank wall.
So distracting. Yeah,
it's just pointing at a blank wall.
Literally, don't
it's just pointing at a blank wall. Look, blank wall.
God, everybody's a critic.
Can I have the phone back before it gets shattered on the table?
I think it's okay. I think it's fine.
Look at that. That's pretty good.
Right. And you have a glass protector on it?
No, I think she's got nothing.
No,
on
I have
that.
A glass it's... protector.
There's oh, something that's like see the bubble. Yeah.
No, I think you're fine.
All right, like, can I? We were talking about sexual harassment,
right.
And I, as a man, I feel like I should be the one to talk about this.
Mm-hmm. Just don't say the word mansplain. I hate that. It's so overused.
Oh, I hate that too.
It's
overused.
Men are. Yeah.
You can mansplain all you want to me. I don't care.
The point is, that men can have opinions. Like, there are only two of us. There are men and women.
Yeah, exactly. Right. There's two.
Like, it's not like there are
sexes.
17 different sexes, and
men are superior.
One is like, hey, we're gonna. There are two. Men and women.
I
think Tumblr might disagree with you on how many sexes.
Tumblr
there are,
may disagree.
It is a spectrum.
Wait, there can I just say a funny story at work today? So my coworker, his brother is having a baby, and he asked him, "Do you guys know if it's a boy or a girl yet?" And his brother said, "I don't care. I just want it to be something that wants to be the same thing when it's 8."
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't care if it's a girl or boy, just the same thing.
Just be
when it's 8
that.
Years old.
If you're born that, be that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Have you seen on Tumblr like Wolfkin and that sort of thing? These are people.
I don't go to Tumblr. What is Tumblr?
Tumblr is a dark place where apparently Jay Black only goes.
Listen,
you go to Tumblr?
I love I going to the nasty corners of the internet.
Quite honestly, I don't know what Tumblr is. I'm just
so Tumblr is sort of like
it's like the emo kid.
Yeah, it's like if you have a bad haircut and parents who don't love you, you start a Tumblr. But these kids,
is it like MySpace?
It's like a blog.
It's like MySpace.
It's like MySpace, but
so nothing that I should be involved with or know about or Google.
Right, but on Tumblr, there's this whole subculture of kids who are like they're not just like I identify as a man, but I'm a girl, or I'm a girl and I identify. You know, these are people who identify as animals that aren't what they were born with. They say like, I'm wolfkin.
Whoa.
So I'm not like a regular, like I'm not a human. I was born a human, but my soul is a wolf.
Oh my goodness.
Which I always think is hilarious just because it's always a cool
animal.
Are we
talking about Game of Thrones?
No,
real humans.
Real humans are like, they say they're kin. I'm wolf kin, I'm dog kin, I'm cat kin.
That's kind of like the furries.
Right, they're not furries.
God, the furries are lunatics.
But they believe it in
their
heart.
I think they do.
And I always say like, I think it's hilarious that it's always a cool animal. It's always like, oh, I'm a wolf kin. I always say like, I'm an octopus kin. Like, they, you know, like there's nobody ever goes like, I'm a squidkin. You know, like right. I feel I was born a human, but I feel a squid inside me. Like, you know, it's always like wolf or
it's like,
you know,
no one wants to be right. Hufflepuff.
They want like an alter ego that's fierce and cool.
Right. And it just used to be called I'm 15 and I've got nothing else going on. Like that. It used right. to be like I hang out at Hot Topic. I'm waiting for a T-shirt.
Wear
that
a lot
perfectly.
Of dark eyeliner. Yes. Rips yes. on the jeans and chains.
Right. Exactly. And now it's got to be like I'm also a wolf. And you just want to go like, but you're not a wolf. You should know that you probably
are. Can you identify you as a wolf?
Was that?
Probably. Can you identify as a wolf?
Although I wonder when yeah, but
these
that's
really,
what they're
this
doing.
This is sad because they're really distraught kids that are just like don't have any place in the world.
But the world today encourages so that.
I know, but
that's
some,
the problem. Like, no, it's fine.
Someone should yeah. be whatever helping them to get off Tumblr for like my dad used to limit my time on AOL Instant Messenger.
Right, ASL.
That's,
that was the
AOL?
Old days when you were on A/S/L.
What's that
when
mean?
Oh, used away.
To, no, it's what? Age, sex, location. That's what you used to say to no. people
we
online.
We are too young for that.
Wait.
What?
Yeah.
A/S/L when you would go into the group chat.
What does
chats,
that even mean?
Age.
You would say like 20.
Sex meaning
or you would be like 13.
Man or
like,
woman.
Right. So
13,
like,
female.
Not yeah. a proposition.
What? No, you would just no. find out. And I would
I'm
always
asking,
put the truth,
know.
13, female, Fort Lauderdale. So, no, I'm only joking. I'm only joking. But you put... You
God,
put,
it gets creepy so quickly. We're only like 19 minutes in.
Yeah, so then people get an idea of where you're talking about. But the old joke was, it's always like two 40-year-old dudes pretending
to
be 16-year-old
yeah.
lesbian
right,
girls.
Right, and that whole, yeah. Chase a Predator... Show or
oh,
whatever.
To catch a predator.
Catch a predator yeah.
Yeah. By the way, did you notice that everybody on To Catch a Predator just showed up to because he was concerned about the girl? They always show up like, I she wanted
Jessica
to have sex with a 4-year-old man, so I thought
we did an event
wrong.
With Chris Hansen.
Oh yeah,
he's a pretty nice guy. And
oh, right.
there's a
Chris
great
Hansen
picture of Jessica and Chris Hansen that I totally photobomb.
Yeah,
right. And all you can see is my head. Right. And it's really
by
awkward.
The way,
like a mountain.
It's like this nice picture. They've got their arms on. They're smiling, and all of a sudden, like I creep up, and they're like, "Hey,
that's
I'm
the
here.
Sacrifice you have to
picture?
Take when you take the selfie."
Bill, I like that you're
like, right now.
You're whitewashing this into an event. It's that you walked into a house and Chris Hansen was there and said,
"It was a heroin recovery event, Jay." My God,
have a seat, Bill.
Oh,
have a seat.
God.
Well, those at-risk girls are the easy ones, aren't they?
Oh, this is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, really. And this is why you can't be in politics, Bill,
because Jay, is that it?
It wouldn't work for you.
My friends like the
oh my God.
Your life is too non-politically correct these days.
It is not politically correct.
Like people
at all.
Don't really care to just like
this is
pick
working.
Up the phone and break it?
Yeah. No, I didn't break it. I didn't break it.
So are people watching? How many people are
well, I can't tell, so I'm hoping that Jessica right, can actually
the numbers
this and tell
in the corner
me.
Somewhere.
It's hard to tell. I can't tell.
That's his way of saying he doesn't have his reading glasses on.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, old guy jokes. Not fun.
Listen, you just, by the way, to bring it full circle, you talked about my frosted tips, which just happened to be my gray
Nicole.
Hair.
Oh, Nicole, oh, here's what
that
happened.
Was the most awkward
so
thing
we started having a conversation,
world.
And I'm like, Jay, are you frosting your tips? But here's the thing. I said, are you frosting your hair tips again?
Right.
Now, I don't know why I said again. I assumed that this was something that Jay Black does.
No, I've never put any dye anywhere near
look
any
his
part
hair
of my body.
I mean, it does look
it doesn't
lighter,
look gray.
Which
it
is
looks
why
blonde.
I
like,
kind of
Jessica,
knew
you
the
agree?
Sides what you're
really
getting
gray.
At yeah. when I looked.
Thank you. Yes.
Just saying.
My sides,
that
I have
gray
hair.
Yeah.
Right? I have gray hair.
I'm the real victim here. I had to be the third person in the room when this was
Jessica's
all going down.
Jessica had to
awkward.
Deal with that conversation. Yeah, but just yes. so you know, I said that... Like, as a friend, I'm like, hey, are you
oh,
frosting
right.
your
right.
tips?
But you know what? Here's the thing.
Is that the correct way to even say that?
But yeah, your grays,
you do have gray
your
grays
are in a
my
different
gray
spot
gray.
Than
but it's but it's gray.
Grays.
Would you agree
that does look blue?
Yeah, but hold
there.
On. So look
are
at my hair.
Are curls that are like
in the slide
this looks gray.
That's gray.
Oh, okay.
This looks gray.
Yep.
Does
sides
not look gray.
Gray.
Your hair looks blonde.
He has sideburns that are gray, too.
Yeah.
A bit of a blend, and I was like,
sideburns and beard.
That's what he's talking about. Great. All right. Let's just agree.
I should point out Jay's younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why I say that, because it's possible that you could say, look, I did a little blonde thing in my hair.
No.
Because I'm young enough to do it. That's
no,
what I
I'm
thought.
Not. I'm not young enough to do that. I am. What you are seeing, Bill, is the result of three kids just pounding at me like the surf pounds at a boulder. I will be a granulated piece of dust within a few months. It's just a constant.
That was
daddy,
so poetic.
Daddy, I need daddy. Give daddy. I need. And then you just you're nothing. You become nothing. But parenthood's great. Have a baby. Do it at home. tonight.
He's so negative. Oh my God.
How old is your youngest daughter?
Yeah. Was that my youngest daughter? I don't know. Two. No, she's 2 years old. My youngest daughter is, and she's beautiful and wonderful, and she is the light of my soul, and I love her, but she's also a vampire that steals my youth. It's two things. That's why kids have so much energy, because at night they sneak into your room and they steal your breath like trolls.
Who's the country music star? Who's Rebecca Black?
I believe it's Peyton Taylor.
No. Peyton Taylor was our guest last episode a week ago.
Oh, yes.
So 2 weeks from today, but yesterday, a week ago.
Are you talking about Rebecca Black? She wasn't a country star.
Rebecca Black.
She was Friday.
Friday. Got a good time with Friday.
I still don't recognize her.
You know who I feel the worst for?
Yeah, but is she still, she's around.
She's around. She talks about bullying. Mm-hmm. Her and Melania.
Why?
I talk about internet bullying together. I don't like it.
One Trump-free podcast.
Well, I am Slovakia.
As a pro-Trump guy.
Yeah,
but he's working his way to bash Trump. That's what's happening.
No, I'm not bashing Trump.
I mean, she's a Trump by marriage.
I'm making
fun. He said something about like an orange-haired something last time.
I'm making fun of the actor that they hired to play Melania. Did you hear that internet rumor?
No.
There's a whole website's devoted to that's not the real Melania.
Do you know what I think?
That's an actor.
I'm going to say something. A lot of people think it's Johnny Depp.
That guy is a chameleon.
I think Jay Black. Jay Black, here's my advice. I'm going to give you some advice because this is a therapy session typically.
Frost my tips again.
Bill Frost Jay's tips.
It doesn't look gray. I actually think that was a backhanded compliment.
I would say this. I'm going to Robert Frost my tips. Here's what I'm going to stop my way.
The weird English teacher comes back. So here's what I think. I think because you don't have social media,
mm-hmm.
that you potentially have too much time on your hands.
Which is really sad.
Yeah.
Listen. So hear me out. So when you have social media, people interact with you. And you're forced to react and interact, and there's tweets and mm-hmm. there are haters, and then you retweet the hate, and then anyway.
Sure.
There's not a lot of time to go on Reddit.
Right.
Or what was the other stupid thing you were talking
about?
Tumblr.
My God. Yeah. So you, without Facebook, without Twitter, without Instagram, have all this time. So you're like, I'm going to just go on and let's Google the latest weird shit and then talk about it. And that's the problem. Your head gets wrapped around these internet rumors.
Yeah, but
No. It's
or bettering
unlearning.
Himself.
No, he's dumbing himself
or becoming
down.
Wiser.
I don't think so. Oh, no, Nicole. I don't think so.
Nicole, you just got here, okay?
Let me tell you, we recorded two episodes before this, and let me tell you.
Really, did you?
We did. Oh my God. Right?
Important.
We tried.
Well, we had one.
Important note. We had one start
that didn't really work. Go ahead, Jay.
I believe that the actor playing Melania is doing a great job, number one.
I would agree with that. If that is she's doing a big league great job.
Number two, the person I feel worse for out of all of this, we were just talking about Rebecca Black, the rapper that they hired to do the rap bridge in Friday. Do you remember that? So they sing the song Friday.
Yeah.
And then a guy comes out and he's like a rapper and he goes, it's Friday. And I don't know. I don't want to do the rap. I think about that.
Do
guy.
The rap.
Okay. Let me bring
Come
it
on,
up.
Do
here.
The
let me,
rap.
Let me get the lyrics.
Can we do a little like,
the rap.
Like something like that? Is that what you do?
That's racist.
No. What?
This is so awkward.
Let me see here.
I tell you about my bathroom? Remember we were supposed to
listen to this. So the bathroom had a leak because the pipe above
whole
you bought
flange.
Your condo.
Oh yeah, because you weren't at the party.
Right, I wasn't at the party, so I didn't see it.
But we were supposed to talk about it. It's okay.
I was at the Joe Piscopo event
that got canceled.
That got canceled.
Did you see Andre the photographer?
It was an awful story. Somebody had a heart attack. It was terrible.
Oh sorry.
Oh no. Yeah.
I was gonna say congratulations on not having to go.
It went south.
Yikes.
So we were out there, though. I didn't know this until I got to the place.
Right.
Anyway, long story short, we missed the party. Sorry we missed it. I did get pictures, however.
Wait. Oh, okay, good. From Jerry.
I did get pictures.
Oh, yes. And he said, STFU.
He was really mad at me.
What did you dress up as?
I said, oh, hey, you dressed as an executive producer. Great costume, Jerry.
He said STFU.
Way to really, embrace the holiday.
Yeah.
So your bathroom, there was a leak. So let me just fill Jay
in. There was a leak in the ceiling.
So
there's a leak in my bathroom 3-4 times a day, Bill.
Jay is ready to rap.
Boom, before you rap, in a very unlikely millennial move, Nicole buys a house.
Oh, look at that.
Right? Yeah, so, very house. Big deal.
Wow.
So it's a condo. Yeah. She's got an upstairs neighbor.
Okay.
There's a leak in the ceiling. So there's now water coming through the ceiling. So I'll go there and then go. What happened?
First of all, the guy's an asshole. Can I say asshole?
Yeah.
Okay, guy's an asshole because he thinks pipes run all different ways. You know, We don't really know whose fault this
first
is.
First of all, qualify this. This is the landlord,
so
the neighbor.
So Guy Sayers that owns it is a landlord. Okay. A lady with her kids is renting. So I have to go through her to get to the landlord. Right. Finally, I get this guy on the phone. He's got an accent. He's from like Philippines or something like that. Great. But anyway, not that that matters. I don't know why I said that. That might be racist. But whatever. He's not white. Okay.
It was descriptive. It wasn't racist.
Descriptive,
it was
okay? Descriptive. He's a little old man and he's dark
every
skin.
Every color, every race, every human has assholes in their group.
Oh, that's right.
So and this just happened to be an asshole who happened to have an accent.
Right. Assholes exactly. are assholes regardless of background.
I'm thinking he's going to be nice. He's going to call a plumber to get his toilet fixed. Nope. He makes me do all the work. So I do all the work. I get the plumber to come out, schedule with this lady who rents upstairs. They fix the wax seal, which is like a little ring. Right. They say they fix that, and then it's fine.
Right.
Then a week later, the guy comes and cuts the drywall out.
In your room?
Yeah, in my bathroom.
Yeah, you know why?
But water is still pouring through, and that's what he thought. The water was just sitting up there. It's fine. It keeps coming. We hear them flush it.
Because there's a hole in the
water is coming out.
They had to fix the plumbing.
They fixed the wax seal first, and then a week later... It was still broken.
Because the pipe
does
was
any of this
broken.
Mean? Yeah, it wasn't right? the pipe.
It means it about $1,800 in repairs. So
it was the whole flange. The
flange is a word millennials do not know.
No, I didn't know it, but now
but
I
you know it now.
A lot of people don't know this. I'm actually,
don't have a broken
Bill,
flange.
Bill, I'm actually
broken flange.
I'm actually flange bad.
Flange kin.
You are.
I'm a human, but I identify as a flange. So you should know. Check out my Tumblr.
This one was specifically rusted and cracked in half.
Ooh, yeah, just rusted like flange.
The old rusted flange.
There's got to be an urban dictionary.
Tips on that flange.
There's got to be an urban dictionary definition for the rusted flange. How was your date? It was great right up until he tried to rusty flange me. You know, as a comic, I once had Louis C.K. do a rusty flange when he blocked the door and he rusty flanged all over me. It's very upsetting.
On Urban Dictionary.
I'll look that up after I do my rap.
The good news is we have a title.
Yeah, rusted flange.
That's the positive. So anyway, the rusted flange. What happened?
And then so they finally fixed that, and the water actually stopped, and I have a new ceiling. But let me just say one more thing.
Wait, did you have to pay for the ceiling?
Nope, the guy paid for it. But you know what? My dad was there today because I was at work, and the guy had the nerve to say to my dad, "Yeah, well, your daughter's really a good negotiator," like sarcastically, meaning like. I got him to pay for it when really the whole fucking thing was his fault. Sorry.
It's a podcast.
We're already rusty flanging this. So right ahead.
I'm sorry, but like.
You've already tanked my political career with the rusty flange. So go ahead and say whatever you want. It doesn't matter now.
There's probably like a whole group that would vote for you just because of that.
Is there a rusty flange vote out there? Yeah, so is that a demo that we could pursue?
That whole block. You're in good shape.
Oh my God.
Get Adam Geller in here. He's our pollster.
Oh my God. What does it say?
Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is. The rap. Here we go. RB. Rebecca Black. So chilling in the front seat, in the back seat. I'm driving, cruising. Yeah, yeah. Fast lane, switching lanes with a car up on my side. Woo. Come on. Passing by is a school bus in front of me. Makes TikTok, TikTok. Want to scream.
Wait, did you write this?
No.
What are you doing?
This is the rap.
This is the rap for Friday.
Check my time. It's Friday.
Oh, you are
it's a
rapping
weekend.
This song.
We're going to have fun. Come on, y'all.
But he's really just reading it like a poem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you put a little emphasis on it? Like
I feel like any emphasis I put on
what
will just be racism.
You're like,
beatboxing.
What are you doing?
Beatboxing.
So can you do that while you
okay,
read?
Here, I'll try again. RB, Rebecca Black. Okay, so chilling in the front seat.
Listen to the beat. Listen to the beat. Your hand over your mouth.
Oh.
RB.
The beatbox, you have to go with that beat, though.
The beatbox and the rusty flange. I mean, it's just, there's so much wrong with this podcast.
What is a flange?
Oh my God.
Can you just describe it?
Jessica, when a boy and a girl love each other very much.
Oh, Jay. Oh, God.
They enact the rusty flange.
if the girl really loves the boy and wants to keep him. Because all our friends will do it.
Oh, boy. Wow. God, it went off the
rails
really,
so quickly.
No, really,
it's the ring when you lift the toilet up.
It's the toilet ring.
It's the ring that holds the toilet to the ground.
The toilet is attached to the ground with the flange.
Yes.
If your flange leaks,
so mine was rusted and cracked in half. Well, my upstairs. Right.
If your flange,
well, no, theirs was.
Theirs was. So every time they flushed,
so
the toilet water was going
flange.
Into my ceiling. No, but I should now.
You should now check the flange.
First off,
I'm saying,
if you need help with a,
I'm telling my dad advice.
Self-flange exam.
Go to www.selfflange.org. By the way, if your flange leaks, a lot of people don't know this. You wind up with a third baby you weren't expecting.
Protect the flange. Protect the flange.
How many of us are on this planet because our flange leaked? I don't know.
God, this devolved so quickly.
It's such a funny
and
word.
Honestly, what's funny is Nicole and I talked about this, and we're like, let's talk about the toilet leaking because it's a millennial thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're unique that you bought a house, and then this happened.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. First off, I think it's great that you bought a house. It's a lot of responsibility. And if you're anything like me, you hate it.
Because I hate it.
It's terrible. I have a house and stuff goes wrong and I have to fix it.
Yep.
And I don't know how to fix it. So I have to hire people, cost a lot of money. And the plumber could show up and literally say anything.
Yes, they did the first time.
If the plumber shows up and goes, oh, listen, your flange is leaky. That's $18,000.
Yes.
I have no...
How the fuck are you supposed to know?
All I do is go, oh, well, all right, here's a check. All right. Yeah. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Are you still filming?
It's just tiring.
Yeah, I am.
We are. We're trying to...
We have five people watching, but I can't read the comments.
I'm getting comments on my phone sharing it.
We aren't ignoring
Jessica's
you.
Jessica's not getting comments on hers.
Oh, our next guest is here.
Is Patrick Lavery here?
Yes.
Is that Patrick?
That's Patrick, yes.
Hi.
Hey, Patrick, come on in.
And he has Starbucks.
So,
where's our Starbucks?
I didn't bring any for the rest
of us. Oh, great. Thank you. Great
Patrick,
to see you,
can I just ask you an honest question now that you've walked in? This is Nicole. Do you know Nicole? Nicole, Patrick, Patrick, time, Nicole. Yeah. What is the smell in here?
Well, now it smells like Starbucks.
Excellent.
Smells
well,
like
we spilled beer earlier.
Smells like a rusty flange, actually.
a little bit. Oh, my God.
Do you know what flange is?
No. Do you know what?
How old are you?
He's a millennial.
Oh my God, he's 30.
Millennials
That's
don't know what a flange,
what flange is.
Unless the millennial is a plumber, the millennial will not know what a flange is.
Has done plumbing work.
You can phone a friend.
Phone the friend.
That's fine. You can phone a friend. So the flange is the ring that attaches the toilet to the ground and to the plumbing apparatus.
Okay.
So when the flange is rusty and it leaks, big problems happen.
No.
See, Patrick gets it. Patrick gets it.
Yeah, he picked up on that right away. See, that's why millennials are quick.
I feel like we should add another microphone.
Yeah, can we?
That's what I think we should do.
I don't know.
Is that
possible?
I think we're tapped out.
We might be at our
I mean, I feel like he would be the person that would know.
Patrick, is there a fifth microphone in this room?
I don't think that we can connect in this room.
We definitely can't move rooms, can we? No, we can't do that.
What has That's happened a lot of work. In the 4 years that I've been here is I have learned very little.
Wait, go to the mic while you're saying that, because I feel like the audience is listening and they're like, we know someone who didn't know what a flange was.
You believe that the
is
audience
speaking.
Is still listening at this point, Phil? I feel like you are.
Look, I'm very positive, right? I'm very positive. So this is actually, this is a speaking millennial first. Jessica, speaking millennial first.
With five
people? We have five people. Two millennial guests for the first time in the history of speaking millennial after 31 episodes plus zero.
Yes.
We have more millennials than old guys.
Yeah, I'm surprised that this room isn't filled with avocado toast.
Oh, right?
That would be so great right now.
Here's another thing.
I have never had
avocado toast.
Really? Yeah. I'm going to let Patrick use this mic while I get more beer.
As I said, he could.
But I've had red and avocado.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah. In the same meal?
Wait, because
I think we all have
had avocado
point.
Toast?
I just meant, you know, I've ate bread and then avocados.
Yeah.
So when did we start? Because didn't you tell me six? And was I not here?
Oh, yeah. You're on the next one.
They're
oh.
doing like thousands of things.
We're doing
in one
back bag. To back.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I was like, did I miss something? Did I? Okay.
I think they have to do like eight episodes every single
time. We told you the wrong time on purpose.
Oh, Christ. why did I move over here?
So you can tell us about how you've never had avocado toast. What the
heck? Yeah, yeah. Now, avocados, they don't always sit well with me. I don't know if it's like a protein in the actual like avocado flesh or something like that.
And if you've had some bad avocados, you better have a well-adjusted flange because it's going to be a bad night for all involved.
That's right. I think it has something to do with the raw flesh, because like if it's avocado, yeah. like treated in like in yeah. guacamole,
you like with, guac.
Yeah, like if it's got like lime juice guac. And other stuff in it.
Me too.
Yeah, it's yeah. fine. I love guacamole.
Yeah, guacamole is maybe the best tasting food to the worst sounding name.
Yes, please.
What do you mean?
Guacamole sounds
guac? What do we
no guacamole. Guac sounds actually pretty good, but guacamole
sounds like guacamole.
Yeah, it does sound like something that you know a noise you make when you're sick, like guacamole. You know, like a little bit of
that's an old
that.
Man.
Yeah, but it's very tasty. You know?
It is.
I think guacamole sounds delicious.
Well, because but it does the actual word, the word itself. If we were in a marketing meeting, Jess. And you were pitching around names for things, and your name was guacamole. I'd say, get out of this meeting.
Yeah.
You're no longer allowed
this
to be in our
marketing meeting.
This
reminds me of Reservoir Dogs.
Why?
Oh, naming names. Why do I have to be Mr. Pink? Remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't watch Quentin Tarantino movies anymore.
Why?
He's anti-cop, the whole thing.
Oh, right. But you do go back to Starbucks. Thing. You started drinking Starbucks.
Oh, I went back to Starbucks. Oh, I love Starbucks. Here's why.
But you didn't love them when they had red cups.
Let me tell you why. Had nothing with cups. I forget why I was mad at them.
Anti-Christmas.
They why were totally they anti-Christmas. Wait, anti the whole thing.
Why
anyway,
were they anti-Christmas?
They were, I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Because they want to put a nativity they scene were... on a cup for Bill.
Yeah, no. That's not why. Stop it. That's not what happened.
It's not Listen. Christmas enough until Jesus is crowning out of Mary.
Oh, God.
I need
really?
To see
really,
actual
Jay?
Head
really?
We emerging get from...
You know what? This is why I don't stand next to you in lightning storms. My God. You should be struck down. What the hell? All right. You're beyond that, beyond your
God,
insanity,
right down right now.
I forget why, but I was mad at Starbucks, so I went 3 years.
Because they said that gun groups can't meet in the Midwest.
Thank you.
No, Jessica, some logic.
They, thank you, Jessica. That's exactly why. They were stupid about the gun thing, and I got mad.
Do you really want gun groups around that much caffeine?
Yes. Can we not argue gun control right now? I favor gun control meeting hit the target.
Let's get 50 gun carrying guys in here and get them as twitchy as we can.
Beyond that. So anyway, I was off Starbucks, and then I think they got dealt a bad hand because they were attacked for the cups, but they were called anti-Christmas, but then they have a Christmas blend.
Right.
Wait, so what? I'm like, no, they're clearly not anti-Christmas. So I'm back. How about that?
Okay.
That feels very convoluted.
Huh. No, it makes perfect sense in my head.
It does.
We did not follow.
All right. Anyway, the point is I'm back on Starbucks.
Well, and this year, as you see,
it doesn't really reach. You got to kind of move
I
the
like
chair.
This awkwardness, come closer. Though.
You can color your own cup this right. year.
Ooh,
so what? It's like you can have as much or as color. Little Christmas as you want.
Ah,
Bill, let me can I just address this Christmas thing
cool.
for a second here? I need to.
Okay, I'm pro Christmas. You are clearly not.
No, I love Christmas.
I think you've lost the whole meaning of Christmas, Jay.
No, listen.
I think you are like a Hallmark special waiting to happen.
When
Jay rediscovers Christmas.
Here's what I'll say. Number
he
one,
he could write that next movie.
You should write that.
Santa
you should be like
Jay
a lost,
rediscovers
a lost, sad comic soul.
And you could finally be the right. star.
Who rediscovers Christmas.
Rediscovers right. the meaning of Christmas.
Meet my
the
Christmas.
True meaning of Christmas.
he gets totally blown out of his gourd with you. Exactly. No, here's what I'll say about Christmas.
He's like the Charlie Brown in this, right?
The happy holidays.
Like a little sad tree.
Hold on a second. The happy holidays thing.
There's no way that's gray, Jay. No, it's blonde. There's no, you are frosting your tips. I'm telling you something.
Bill, if
I'm telling you, I'm looking from here.
Do you think I walked in and asked for this? Do you think I actually sat down and said,
please,
hey, bring me a technician to make my hair look like this? The happy holidays thing is good economic sense, Bill. It is capitalism. It is not anti-Christianity.
It offends. It offends more people.
It offends old people on Fox News. It doesn't offend regular people.
I'm not old yet, and I'm definitely offended.
Have you get offended with happy holidays?
I do have more gray though.
Do you honestly get offended with happy holidays?
Yes, it's annoying.
It's an umbrella term.
Not really.
What if they just said like,
why do we need that? We don't need that.
Well, because
we should celebrate all the holidays as they're intended.
I know, but I want to sell
Christmas break, Easter break.
I want to sell stuff to Jewish
people. You can have Diwali break. I'm good with that.
Was that
Diwali?
I don't. What's Diwali?
Oh, listen to you. How about that?
See, I'm
the multicultural
what if
one.
If one person just
kids
said,
don't have
hey,
all those
dude,
lessons
Merry Christmas.
In school
like,
yet.
Yeah, yeah, happy Hanukkah.
You know why they're in South Jersey?
I'm fine with South Jersey.
Right?
They're, oh, sorry.
It could get more specific, but yeah, like you say, it's an umbrella.
If it's, I want an umbrella term.
It's like the whole United States is celebrating the holidays, plural.
Right. Yeah, agnostics, atheists,
all,
Jews, everyone is welcome to my store.
Is pretty much Christmas. It is the biggest holiday at that time.
It's a great holiday.
If it were Christmas break, I would be happy to say happy holidays. Holidays to accommodate everyone else.
Right. But okay, here's what I'm saying. If you came into a store and they were really pushing Diwali down your throat,
I'd be like okay
they had Diwali everywhere.
Let me tell you something. I love Indian food. I'm thinking that. Yes, like, what is a traditional Diwali dinner? Right?
Because I appreciate... Tikka masala?
Yeah, okay. I'm all in.
But listen,
chicken tikka,
Navratam korma. I'm all in.
Bill, you might be interested the first year, but if it's year 10, and by the way, Diwali is getting so commercialized, you show up and it's filled with Diwali pictures, and they're like, hey, have a happy Diwali. Diwali, what are you doing for Diwali this year? Are you going? I eat Chinese on Diwali, Jewish. What do you do? Wouldn't eventually you just go, holy shit, cut the Diwali already? I want to make the most amount of people happy at my show.
I don't mean to be ignorant. Do Jewish people eat Chinese food for every major holiday?
I'm not really Jewish. I don't know. But I would imagine that's... Everybody eats Chinese so good. It's delicious.
I just thought you were Jewish.
I was raised Catholic, and I'm heavily agnostic now. I am a militant agnostic.
You feel like you know, and you're angry.
No, I don't. Listen, if there is a God, I can't wait to shake him down for answers when I get up to heaven. Mm. I want to know exactly why I was born with this.
Can
much
we
dopamine.
Live stream your visit
to heaven?
I think I'd like to do that. I'm sure the Wi-Fi won't be great, but I'd like to try.
If the Wi-Fi is bad in heaven, you did not go to heaven. You know, I think hell is exactly like heaven, just with spotty Wi-Fi. You get to go down there, and you're like, it's like, hey,
layer the Wi-Fi gets spottier,
and there's no cell towers for data.
Exactly, you get way to the bottom, and it's like you can't even get that porn stream.
All right, Jessica, 2 episodes and 44 minutes before Jay got to porn. So actually, okay. It's kind of a record for us. The flange conversation doesn't really count. All right, here's the thing: we have a new guest, but we have to break and go to a new podcast because we're 45 minutes in. But Nicole, you should hang around because I think what you should do is be like the backup millennial. Unless you have to get out of here.
Got it. No,
we can have this. She'll be our backup millennial. Third time returning guest for next week. That could work.
That's definitely a record.
And you should like separate the episodes.
So Patrick,
you're going to grab. Actually, what we need is there's another chair. There's another chair there. So Patrick, you're going to grab that chair. And we're going to stop. And then you got to move those books though.
Me and Nicole are in like an easy chair.
Oh, look at that! Look at the Focella thing.
What's that?
That was the big event that we did.
It's like Coachella. Like
to Catch a Predator event?
That was all. No. Don't encourage Jay, please. All right. I am Bill Spadia. Follow me at Bill Spadia on Twitter and Instagram. I'm here with Jessica Nutt. Follow her at Chasing Jess Nutt. Yay. And you'll see Jay Black probably at some point homeless. But he's definitely going to be performing somewhere sometime soon. Check it out on the radio. We'll let you know. Okay, now we can stop.
So low.
Why are you?